Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Saturn's Day, September the 15th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, we've got a very powerful show as we continue talking about the theme of understanding the true metaphysics of the kingdom of God. This is the natural state, if you will, of the kingdom of God. And hopefully you've been following along in the series, following along in the shows that we've been doing as we're gearing up for the new pay-per-view series that starts on Monday. And so Monday we start the new series that's going to break down this whole understanding of this grid that operates on a particular grail that makes you set apart or holy, so that way you are able to utilize this communication system that puts you back in touch with the kingdom. That's the kingdom telepathic holy grid system. And what we are talking about is a DNA upgrade. It is an upgrade of the DNA that allows us to vibrate, or to live, if you want to use that word, on the same frequency, on the same wave, on the same vibration of the big G. This, again, is the importance of understanding how this grid or this system or this matrix is built. And so the matrix is built on a system of communication that is based upon the laws of what you and I call the English word appreciation. So this is the natural laws of the universe, or the natural laws of the kingdom of God, the big G. And so this ability to understand this natural state of how you should feel and how you should, again, make other people feel, meaning it's not your job to go out and just focus on other people. It's your job to go out and just focus on your purpose. And, excuse me, it's the process of operating in your purpose that allows you to create the feeling of being esteemed and highly valuable. That's appreciation. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to break down the science, if you want to use that word, behind this thing that we call appreciate. So this mindset, this action, is based upon understanding the estimated quality or the estimated value or the high estimation. It is the expression of a favorable estimate. And so this is called the risen value. Now, let's think for a moment. If everybody woke up every day and they went out and they set that as their intention, just think for a moment. If everybody woke up every day and if your intention was not to hurt, harm or defraud anyone, but every day you woke up and your intent was to raise the value of someone, how would the world be? Now, really think about it for a moment, because what happens is shows like this, they don't have the fanfare, if you will, because we don't see the value in language. Language sets the frame or the context that allows you to see the world. So if you have bad language, you're going to have a bad world. So if you have bad feelings, you're going to create a bad environment, because we bring about what we feel about. So each one of us are establishing a particular telepathic communication grid that is unconsciously being broadcasted out to the universe. And what we send out, it bounces off the universe, if you will, and it is sent back. And to the degree that it is sent out, it's the degree that it is sent back. So if everybody could understand that, all fear, doubt, and unbelief would cease, because you would realize that you're going to get back fear, doubt, and unbelief. It's because we don't understand the physics, the laws of the universe, is that that's the only way, that's the only reason that we can go through life and we not have a mental disposition that is one with the Father. That's why the Father is omnibenevolent. That means that he's always sending out the frequency of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, because it's that frequency, my brother, it is that frequency, my sister, that allows each and every one of us to operate or to vibrate in a mindset. This is the metaphysics of appreciation. Now, remember, the word meta means before. Physics means the physical. So before we can physically do anything, we have to mentally maintain something. And that's how the universe is built. The universe is built because the watchers collapse wave into particles. That means your feelings create particles in matter. Now, let me say that again. You bring about what you feel about. That's the law of appreciation in action. And so now we have to break this word down, because the word appreciation comes from the word appreciate. It is the quality of an estimate. It is a high estimation. The ability to think or to express a favorable estimate that causes a favorable physicality. So the word appreciate, where we get the word appreciation, is a word that means that you are fully conscious or aware of a particular value or a particular worth or a particular expression. The true history or the true historical root of this word appreciate, it means to esteem or to value highly. Let me say that again. Now, remember, this is the metaphysics. This is the understanding of the vibration of the kingdom. This is how frequency, waves, and vibration works. This is how the universe oscillates and vibrates. This is the mindset that should be maintained in the kingdom. This is how everybody should feel, and this is how you should make everybody else feel, but I don't know anybody that does that. I don't know anybody who wakes up, myself included. I am coming into the knowledge of understanding the power of the mind, because the mind is the only thing that changes or molds matter. And because many of us, we don't understand this, the power of the, you are a light being that has the ability to take the controls of a soul, that have the ability to manifest it through a body. So therefore, I just focus on the light, because you are a photon, and the photon is a false on. A false is God. It's a package of God. It's a particle of God that is turned on. That's you. You are a piece. You are a particle of God that exists because of the fact that God is watching you. Remember the scripture says that the scripture talks about God is watching, that the Son says God is watching us. God is watching us. So remember, and we're going to break all this down starting on Monday with a series that talks about how to establish the Grail grid, the Holy Grail grid, using this speed of light squared with what we call Yahushua, because God is light. He didn't create light. So telepathy is communication grid that is based upon the unconscious brain that operates at 432 hertz per second. And we're going to break this down so that way you can over and understand what it talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Now, the reason why this is so important is because many of us, we don't have an esteem. We don't have an understanding of the value of being us. We don't understand our own worth and our own value. And so the word appreciate simply means to esteem or to value highly. That's the problem. The word esteem means to set a price. It means to be able to appraise. It means to rise in value. Now, remember, my mission and my purpose on earth is to uplift the spirit of humanity. It is to replace error with truth. That's the reason I'm on earth. And so that is the same definition as the word appreciation. So the metaphysics of appreciation is the natural state of the kingdom. And so if you don't feel this way, if you do not create the feeling of being esteemed and highly valuable, you're not going to draw things that are esteemed and highly valuable. That's the problem. So the life management system is designed for you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. So that means you must think highly. You must have a high estimate, because wealth is high estimate. It's an alkalinity rate that is high. Health is a high alkalinity rate. Wisdom is a high vibrational rate. Great relationships is a high vibrational rate. Everything is the high estimate. It's a high estimate. The estimate that we have is not high enough. So the word appreciation, it means a high estimate. It means an expression of a favorable estimate. It means to raise in value. So the ability to raise in value, to see value. This inability to see value is the enemy's number one trick. The greatest trick that has been done to humanity is for humanity to think they are humanity, is for humanity to see no value in humanity. So we don't see value in blank. Now, there's a lot of things that I know you could list that you don't see no worth and no value in. That's the problem. The enemy's job is to make sure that you never see worth and value in the things that you should see worth and value. Now, remember, to appreciate means to esteem or value highly, to set a price highly. It means to raise in value. So the question is, how do you rise in value? You have to be able to see the silver lining in the gray cloud. See, the metaphysics of the kingdom, the universe is very, very simple. God is omnisimplistic. That's one of his attributes and characteristics. As an attribute or characteristic that is omnisimplistic, What happens is we fail to see the work in value in simplicity. And so we go out and we seek complexity. Because we fail to see the value in simplicity, we go out and we seek complexity. One more time. Because we fail to see the value in simplicity, we go out and we seek complexity. And so my job is to say things to you that make you feel loved, valued, and respected. Now, that's the smoking gun right there. We could drop mic, exit stage left, because that is the number one problem on earth. Nobody feels that. Do you? Do you feel that right now? And the bigger question is, can you produce that on demand? Or do you got to work it up? Or do it got to come from outside of you? Let me say that again. So what do you feel right now? As you're listening to this show, how do you feel? To esteem or value highly. Now, that's the true metaphysics of the kingdom. Now, most people I know, they don't feel that, well, let me speak for myself. We just don't wake up and highly esteem ourselves and highly value ourselves. Now, because we don't do that, then we don't, since we don't send that, we don't receive that. Now, let me make sure you understand, because this is the metaphysics of the kingdom of God. This is the vibratory rate in the kingdom. Now, that doesn't exist on earth. That's why we're trying to establish the kingdom of God on earth. We're trying to uplift the spirits of humanity. That's what I'm doing. Now, other people may be doing other things, and that's great. But as far as me, myself, and I, that's the reason that we wake up every day. Now, it starts at home, though. So before I can do it for someone else, I got to do it for myself. So every day I wake up, I'm asking myself this question, and I'm establishing this position. That is the question of value and worth. Because if you're looking for it to come from outside of you, it's going to be hard for you. The ability to esteem or value highly, that is the metaphysics of the kingdom of God. That's what we call appreciation. Now, there's very few people that automatically jump out of bed every day and feel, and there's even less or fewer people that jump out of bed every day and seek to go and make their neighbor and the members of their people, first of all, the people of their house, and then themselves first, people of the house second, their neighbors and community third. Very few people get up in the morning with the goal and the mission to go out and esteem other people higher than themselves. Very few people. So that's the kingdom. That's the metaphysics of the kingdom. That's the metaphysics of appreciation. That's the natural state of the kingdom of God. That's the ability to create the feeling of being esteemed or highly valuable. Now notice I said to create it. It doesn't matter if it's worthy. So if you are a mass murderer and you murdered 30 people and you're sitting in a prison cell and now your conscience is making you feel. So how do you raise the value so that way you see worth and value? If you're ministering to a, which I've, again, speaking from experience, when I worked in the Supermax, everybody in there, everybody said they was innocent, but they have something called evidence and videotape and things that prove. So you're talking to somebody who should not feel this. So how do you make them feel this? Well, you go back to the kingdom. You go back to the word of God. See, God don't make junk. So you attach purpose. Where do you get it from? Dear Kinnear. Where do you get that from? Their name. Everybody got a name. Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that don't have a name? Anybody? If you don't have a name, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you're listening to this show right now, and if you don't have a name, I got $10,000 for you. If you don't have a name. Now, I know what people are going to say. They're going to come up with all this stuff, but everybody got a name. You wouldn't exist because the Russian scientists have proven babies that are born and they don't give them a name and they don't give them human touch or affection, they all die. Scientifically proven. This is scientifically proven. They did it over in Russia. You can go to Google and look it up for yourself. Your name is how you exist. Language solidifies mass of matter. Now, Monday, I'm going to give you the science behind it. We're going to break down the fact that I'm going to prove to you that right now, based upon Daniel chapter 4, verse 23, Daniel chapter 4, verse 13, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 29, Daniel chapter 4, verse 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, and on and on and on. I'm going to give you the biblical and the scientific proof that you cannot exist on this planet without a symbol, without a frequency, without a wave, or without a vibration. And that vibration can be raised or lowered based upon the mental disposition of the watcher. Now, the Bible talks about the watchers. See, the watchers changes matter. So you're a watcher. And then there's watchers that watch you. They call angels of light. We call them angels. And the angels got God. God is watching us. Y'all heard that song? Why do you think God is watching you? Because it doesn't exist unless it is observed. Let me say that again. Nothing exists unless it is observed. Let me say that again. Nothing exists unless it is observed, scientifically proven. Now, during the next series, we're going to go deep into the metaphysics of understanding the telepathic communication grid that everybody operates on, but they unconsciously do it. This is called the musical cult of control. Since we don't understand the musical, which is, again, a hexagram, a hexachord, that don't allow you to appreciate you. Why? Because you don't see you. You don't see you. You just see what you do. You don't see who you are. Let me say it again. Father, in the name that's above every name, touch the minds of your people. You don't see who you are. You just see what you do. Let me say it again. People in prison have done bad things, but that don't mean that they are bad people. Now, there are some of them that are. I met a lot of good people. They just did bad things, and they think because society says, you took a life, you are a murderer. No, God don't make murderers. People go out and make murderers. Light beings get manipulated by other light beings to do bad things, but that doesn't make the light bad. It makes how the light is used bad. Guns are not bad. People who pick up guns and kill people are bad. The gun is just an instrument. A gun is not good or bad. People say, well, we should outlaw guns. Really? No matter what you do to legislate guns, criminals will always have them. So you might as well have one too. Because if you don't, that's when they come into your house and pull a bullet in your head. See, it's not what you have, it's what you can keep. Let me say it again. If the stuff hits the fan, let's be real, you could be the richest man in the world. It means nothing if you can't protect your riches. Because if you're the richest man in the world and you're the only one and nobody else have anything, your ability to keep what you got determines if you're rich or not. Because if you got food and I don't, I'm going to come and take your food. It's just when I get hungry enough. Now, I'm not going to do it because I'm evil and bad. It's because I need to eat. And God forbid, let's say I got little children, and you sitting up there, and you are glutton, and everybody else is starving. People will come and take your food. So what you have is not important. What's important is what can you keep? Now, people don't think about that when they pass in there and they out picketing and saying, oh, yeah, you know, take, because they don't understand the system. They thinking on a low vibration way. They don't appreciate the value of walking and talking softly while carrying a big stick. That means being a single standing column of waveform energy. The fact that you are in need, that makes you somebody else's seed. If you don't have no need, you're not somebody else's seed, meaning the weak are meat for the strong to eat. Somebody should write that down. Now, that's why you should never, ever carry yourself with a weak disposition. If you do, somebody like me gonna come around and you just a happy meal for us. Now, this is just the law of the universe. I know it's tough, but this is the metaphysics of the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, there is no such thing as a low vibration. You cannot get into the kingdom unless you vibrate in a high rate. That's why it's called the kingdom. That's why it's called the kingdom. It's not called dumb king. It's the kingdom. The king has dominion. The dominion don't have the king. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, see, people, this is difficult teaching today, because this is the metaphysics of the kingdom. That's why, again, broad is the road that leads away from the kingdom. Narrow is the road that leads to the kingdom. The kingdom is based upon a high vibration because it is the estimate of the quality of a high esteem. It is the ability to favorable estimation. It is the ability to raise in value. It's the ability to see worth and to see value where other people see problems. It's the ability to see the glass is always half full. The glass is never half empty. That is why I don't have the luxury of a negative thought, not even one. Now, you can do that. You can have a pity party. You can feel down. You can beat up on. You can make bad investments. You can do bad things. Me, bad is good. When I lose, I win. Me. That's just me. In my world. See, I live in a different world than most other people. When I lose, I win. When I win, I win. Let me say that again. See, it's a totally different way of thinking in the kingdom. See, kingdom thinking is not like worldly thinking. And see, in the kingdom, it's the ability to esteem or to value highly, period. It's omnibenevolent, period. Drop mic, exit stage left. Let me say it again. In the kingdom. Now, I'm not talking about on earth. I'm here to establish the kingdom of God on earth. Now, let me make sure. How do you live from a place of intention or intuition? How? How do you esteem and value highly? How? How? How do you set a price of something high? Why my books cost $499? I put value in it, more value. That's why it's 600 pages. Why is the Dear Kinnear Report $500? Because it's 700 pages. Why is everything that I do, why is the value high? Why is the price high? How can I set the price high? By increasing the value. Why does a Mercedes-Benz cost more than a Toyota? Why is a Maybach $200,000? Why is a Lamborghini $300,000? Who would pay $300,000 for an automobile that you can go out and wrap around a tree? Why is a Bentley? Why are those vehicles? Why did I go to Hollywood and see $5 million homes? What can cost $5 million? What do you put in a house that makes the value $5 million? How can it cost $5 million? That same house that cost $5 million in California cost $200,000 in Texas. The land is more valuable in California because somebody said it was. The cost of wood, the cost of labor. When I was in corrections in Texas, making $16 an hour, the exact same job in California, because I looked, because I thought about moving, they started $25 an hour. Why is the value higher? That's the metaphysics of appreciation, the value. Now, remember, the life and death is in the power of the tongue. Since nobody teaches this, I've never heard a class taught on the metaphysics of appreciation, the metaphysics of appreciation. Now, meta means before, physics means physical. So before you feel it, what happens first? What happens before I feel valuable? I have to have a thought. Where does the thought come from? Now, the word appreciation means to esteem and value highly. That's the problem. Do you work? Now, this is what I've been doing. This is why I get in trouble a lot. This is why I had to restructure my life, because it was borderline, you know, flirting and charming, harming. Because, you know, some people think or say that that is trying to make someone else feel loved, valued, and respected. What is that, though? See, that's kingdom thinking. Since nobody on earth, very few people that I've met, think kingdom. Now, I was born this way. I didn't have to go. That's why I can teach it. I'm a six. So as a six, I have something called compassion. I have love and compassion for my fellow man. God gave it to me. I didn't have to go to class. I didn't have to read no books. I didn't have to learn it. I didn't have to do anything. It's just automatic for me. Because why? That's my design. But there are some people that they're sevens or they're eights or they're fours or they're fives. They're not a six. So they don't see value, and they don't have the ability. They have to learn it from people like me. So the reason that I am, and people like, you know, like one of my clients, Dr. Arlene Spann. So Dr. Spann and I talk a lot because our numbers are 3, 6, and 9. Now, Nikola Tesla said, I'm not making this up, Nikola Tesla said that if you know the secrets of the numbers 3, 6, and 9, you control the universe. Nikola Tesla. Now, maybe you don't know Tesla, greatest mind, arguably, that ever walked the planet net. I don't really think Tesla was from Earth. They can't find his birth certificate, his mother or father. Tesla, if you looked at him, he was a weird-looking guy. If you don't believe me, go to Google, type in Nikola Tesla, click on images, and look at the pictures of Nikola Tesla. When you look at Nikola Tesla, he doesn't look like a human. He looked like something, but he doesn't look like a human. He looked a little bit more like an extraterrestrial. Extra means additional. Terrestrial means dirt. So that means he's from a different dirt. So during the series that starts on Monday, I'm going to break down the dirt that you're from. Now, everybody's a star seed, but how many different types of seeds, how many different types of apple seeds are there? Now, this is the metaphysics of appreciation. Since we don't know this, we can't appreciate this. That's the problem. Big problem. Big problem. Huge. Can't get past it. You stay in Groundhog's Day because you can't appreciate getting out. It's more beneficial for you to keep doing what you're doing than it is for you to do what God does. It's more beneficial for us to vibrate in an acidic environment than it is for us to vibrate in an alkaline environment, because we've never seen the alkaline environment, even though we have, but we don't remember. Because to be in this environment is proof positive that we came from that environment. Because you cannot be in this environment unless you came from that environment based upon physics. Why? You're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Stardust, the stuff that extraterrestrials are made up of, is hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen. They just don't have no carbon. So the difference from a celestial being and a terrestrial being is one molecule, carbon. The Bible calls that 666. Now, there's carbon 7, there's carbon 14, there's carbon 21. So there's a lot of different types of carbon. But the difference between you and the extraterrestrial, extra means additional, terrestrial means dirt. Somebody from a different piece of dirt from you is one molecule. So, in other words, you're made up of the same essence, the same ingredients that the whole angelic realm is made up of. So if, without knowing that, then you think differently from that. That means you don't have the ability to make that telepathic connection. So during the series that starts on Monday, we're going to talk about how the natural state of the kingdom of God is based upon appreciation. We're going to break that down. And then we're going to break down that appreciation is the natural feeling of being esteemed and highly valuable. I know very few, in fact, let me think, I don't know nobody who does that every day. I don't know nobody who wake up every day and say, I am, and then they say, I am highly esteemed. I don't know nobody that wakes up every day and say, I am. Because remember, anything that you say after I am, the most powerful I'm on the planet is I am. I don't know nobody who wakes up and say, I am highly valuable. I don't know nobody who wakes up and say, I am highly esteemed. And then I don't know nobody who goes out and say, I am going to esteem my neighbor, my wife, my children, everybody I meet. I am going to raise or increase the value of everyone I see. I don't know nobody who does that, myself included. Now, I try to, but I got to do a better job at it. And I got to make it so that way people can see that it's not about flirting. It's really about esteeming. I have to raise. Now, I've been doing this for 20 years. And every time I do it, I have to make people feel thankful and grateful for being themselves, not for doing. Now, remember, it's not about what you do. It's who you be. Now, most people thank you for what you do. I do a Dear Canoe Report. People say, thank you, Brother Will. Nobody calls me and say, Brother Will, thank you for being Brother Will. Do you do that? Now, I text people that I want to thank you, and I tell people to thank you for being you. And people usually get a little kind of like, excuse me? Now, I've been doing this for a long time, and I've gotten me into a lot of trouble. I've had to fine-tune it, because when you have a client, especially of the opposite sex, and you tell them, thank you for being you, that implies to most people, okay, they must be talking about my body. They must be talking about, you know, what are they talking about? Because nobody thanks you for being you. They thank you for what you do. In the kingdom is not like that. In the kingdom, nobody gets praise for what they do. People get praise for who they be. That's the kingdom. In the kingdom, you create value by giving and telling and sharing with people who they are being in the kingdom. And the kingdom is totally different from everything else. It's extremely different from everything that we are accustomed to. And so now the goal is, how do we vibrate on the same level as the kingdom? Well, we set our mind the same way God set his mind, based upon the numbers 3, 6, 9. So I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify on Monday, starting with these numbers and starting with the understanding that, again, 3, 6, 9, and what that means for each one of us, and how we go from 3D thinking to 5D thinking. How do we release this old poverty, and how do we synchronize ourselves through our quote-unquote third eye, and how we become all intuitive, and we become multidimensional, and we access all power, all knowledge, and we become one with the Father, so we have the ability to mentally manifest quickly by being a watcher, like it talks about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. Now, this starts on Monday. For today, this is the metaphysics of the kingdom. Now, the metaphysics of the kingdom says this. We've been talking about this all week. So all week I've been doing shows on metaphysics. And the reason I've been doing these shows on metaphysics is because we have stinking thinking, because the kingdom has not been modeled in front of us. Well, let me rephrase that. It wasn't modeled in front of me. Nobody praised me for being a short black man. Yeah, they did. They just didn't. I didn't see no value in it, so I wanted to be a tall white man. So I prayed, and I was like, God, I was angry at God because I wasn't blonde hair and blue eyes, because everybody that I saw growing up that had money, that had the sports cars and the nice women and the big house, they were all dominant culture. They was all blonde hair, blue eyes. They were 6'5". So I was just like, damn, man, I got the short end of the stick, literally and physically and figuratively, because I didn't see worth and value in being me. So then I set out and I said, I got to do something. Okay, I'm going to be a good football player. I'm going to get attention. Look at Michael. Look at back in the day when I was growing up, Walter Payton. Everybody knew Walter Payton, Chicago Bulls, Chicago Bears. So Walter Payton was one of the greatest running backs that played. Then I say, man, if I can do, nothing about being, if I can do what Walter Payton does, I can be highly esteemed. And so everybody grew up, and you did the same thing, knowingly or unknowingly, and now you're trying to do something. You're not trying to be something. What are you trying to do, boo-boo? What are you waking up? You're trying to do. That's how the devil got all of us. Doing is a low vibration. That keeps you trapped in the matrix. That keeps you trapped inside of this dimension. You're not supposed to do, you're supposed to be. You're not a human doing, you're a human being. So the number 3, the number 6, and the number 9, those numbers, when you break them down and you do the math that I'm going to break down starting on Monday, that is how you operate the Grail grid. And each one of us, we do this telepathically so that we can get back into the kingdom. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you are a kingdom, telepathic, holy Grail grid engineer. But like me, nobody taught you how to be. They just taught you how to do. So now we got to learn how to be. We got to learn how to be. What are we supposed to be? What are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be a watcher. We are all watchers. Now, the physics says the observer, watcher, determine what is observed, seen. So if you don't watch, you can't see. So my question to you today, what are you watching? Oh, okay, what had happened was, Brother Will, I've been watching poverty. That's what I see. I see poverty everywhere. That's why when I see homeless people, I just see a person who's made a decision not to live in a house for a while. I don't see poverty no more. All I see is money, 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 money. That's all I see. If I see it, I can be it. You bring about what you see. Since you don't see money, you can't be money. So the enemy played a trick on you, same way he played a trick on me. Now, see, the physics, the metaphysics of appreciation is the under-over and understanding that I create value everywhere I look. All I see is value. And I because I see value, I raise value. Because I choose to see the glass being half full. I could choose to see it being half empty. That's poverty. I choose to see the glass half full. Same glass, different perspective, different observer. I'm choosing. Remember, the observer, based upon what he chooses to see, that's what he sees. What? Hold up. Time out. Time out, Brother Will. Time out. You mean to tell me I'm poor because I want to be poor? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You poor because you choose to see poverty. Now, I'm not saying it does not exist. I said you choose not to see it. What does that mean? That means you change the definition of it. You don't change it. This world is controlled by definitions. This world we live in is controlled by intention. This world we live in is controlled by the mindset of the observer. The observer determines what is observed based upon physics. No Bible needed. Now, I don't know if you understand what that means, so let me give you a little bit of Bible, because I know we are all Bible thumpers, and we like to thump our Bibles, so let's thump them. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, thump, thump. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Get up, home, and watch. See, let me rephrase that. Brother Will, you ain't watching, bro. I know. Thank you, Father, for reminding me to get back on my grind so that way I can shine. So every day I wake up, I tell the Father, thank you. I have a attitude of gratitude. Now, I didn't always. I used to be just like you. I used to be angry. I used to be mad. God, why you let me go? Why did this happen to me, Father? Why me? How come it couldn't happen to the white man down the street? Ain't I got enough problems already? Hell, I'm short, that's one strike, and black, that's one strike, and I'm from freaking Texas. That's 3 strikes. So I was an angry little dude because God didn't love me. So why am I going to make you feel valued? Ain't nobody calling me up and say, hey, Brother Will, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. When I was a little kid, nobody was looking at me. In fact, I wasn't even a fly on the wall. My mom couldn't take care of all of us. We had one mother, and there was 9 of us in a 3-room house. Not 3 bedrooms, 3 rooms. A living room, 1 bedroom, and a kitchen. Then my mom died. They shipped my happy lucky behind to Richmond, Texas. Then I go to Richmond, Texas. I go into a 4-room house. Still, we didn't have no indoor plumbing. You know how we took baths? We had a tub. We filled it up with water. We warmed the water up on a stove, poured it into a metal tub, and we took a bath. People walking in and out while you in the middle of taking a bath, buff naked. People say, hey, walking in like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, let me get to the refrigerator. You right there in the middle of the tub. Really? My dog behind didn't take baths. I took baths at school. Now, let me make sure you understand. How did that make me feel, though? I did not feel valued, brother. I did not feel loved or valued or respected. In fact, I felt disrespected every day. That's the metaphysics of Lucifer, is to make you feel bad, to make you feel unworthy, to make you feel you're just like another number, to make you feel like you're a piece of meat. So notice how you was raised. Notice the environment that you're in. You may still be in an environment. You still may be married to or in a relationship with somebody. How do they make you feel? If you're in a relationship with somebody and they don't make you feel loved, valued, and respected, y'all seen the movie Get Out? If you ain't seen the movie Get Out, go watch it again. That's you. Get out. Get out now, not next week. Now. Because you are a prime candidate to bust beep wide open. Why? You bring about what you feel about. That's what the enemy makes sure that you always feel bad. That way you can continue to bring bad. In the kingdom, no such animal. The kingdom is about one thing only, to raise or increase the value, period. It's not based upon what you do. It's based upon what you think. The kingdom is a kingdom thinkers that think love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? But why do you think that way, Brother Will? Why do you think that way? What do the scriptures say, homie? Against such things there is no law. Laws don't apply to thinkers. It only applies to non-thinkers. Let me say that again. Laws don't apply to thinkers. Laws only apply to non-thinkers. Poverty can affect a thinker. Because a thinker knows there's no such thing as poverty, because poverty is the absence of a thing. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is not a place. Poverty is not a person. Poverty is not a thing. Poverty is the absence of a thing. Darkness is not a thing. Darkness is the absence of a thing. So we know, thinkers know. Non-thinkers, they don't know that. Non-thinkers are like, well, Brother Will, that's a pothole right there. No, there's somebody took the dirt and they left the hole. Put the dirt back. The pothole goes away. Don't believe me? Try it. I triple dare you to go out and when you see a pothole, put dirt in it. And then ask yourself, where'd the pothole go? Now, if again, test the theory. Test the theory, see if I'm wrong. Walk into a room, flip on the light, and then ask yourself, where's the darkness? Where did the darkness go? Try the theory. Just go home, turn off the lights, and it's dark, right? Then you turn all the lights, darkness gone. Where is it at? Darkness don't exist, boo-boo. Darkness is the absence of light. When you remove light, bam, you got darkness. Darkness, however, is not a thing. Light is, darkness isn't. Darkness is the absence of a thing called light. A pothole doesn't exist. Poverty doesn't exist. Sickness doesn't exist. Ignorance doesn't exist. Bad relationship doesn't exist. Every problem you got doesn't exist. It's an illusion in your head. I just recommend that you stop being delusional. I mean, not you, brother. Not you, sister, of course. You know, people that you know. Now, let me make sure y'all understand. This is the metaphysics of the kingdom. So people tell me, well, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother. I'm with you. However, there's this thing called reality. And if I got a pain in my back, brother, that pain is real. Yes, it's real because there's chemicals that make it feel real. But in reality, not really real. But we live in an environment where the enemy makes you think that reality is more powerful than your mentality. Now, the enemy, he good at his job because he's been around. How long you been around? 20 years? Oh, 30? Oh, you 40? So let me get this right. So you've been doing this for 40 years. You going up against Lucien Farr, who's been doing this for 700 million caucasian years. And you wondering why you losing? Oh, yeah, he good at what he do, boo-boo. He ain't no amateur. So you can't go up against Lucifer with your version. You need you can't even use King James version. You need the big G. Even the archangel Michael, when he went up against him in the book of Daniel, he said, the Lord God himself rebukes you, not me, the Lord, the big G. So that's what I do. I use the big G. Okay, Brother Will, that's great how you do it, brother. Okay, let's break it down. The metaphysics of the kingdom is based upon 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6. In the New Living Translation, it says, so be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-minded. Ding, ding, ding. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling, ring. Let me read it again. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. Now, if anybody want to vibrate on the kingdom level? Anybody? Anybody? Oh, you over there? Okay, we got one person want to vibrate on the king. Okay, let's vibrate at the king. So remember, when they say, when they saw Jesus, they said, look, like, we like you, Jesus, but how long we got to put up with you? We want to see the Father. Like, we like you, but we want to see the big G. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, can you make that statement right now? If you can't, me and you need to talk. Because when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Right now, you listen to the Father. You ain't listening to me. I decrease so that the Father can increase. So the Father, this is the Father talking to you. You know, Brother Will, he kicking it up there. You know, he's back up there sipping on some scissor. This is the Father talking. The Father is telling you what he wrote. And the Father is saying to you today, be on your guard, not asleep like the others. See, there's a lot of people walking around, that's what I call the walking dead. The big G, the Father is telling you, son, daughter, don't be walking around. Okay, first of all, be on your guard. Now, the King James says, therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So, according to the King James, you can get any translation you want. The end result, the substance behind the words is this. One, be on your guard. Now, that just simply means consciousness or awareness. That's all I teach. I'm here to do one thing. I got one mission in life. I woke up this morning. I say, Father, I want to raise the consciousness of your people so that they were there, where they can be aware that they are not aware. That's it. That's the only reason I'm here. I'm not trying to make you aware of something. I just want you to be aware that you're not aware. That's it. That's my goal in life. Because the Father is going to tell you what you need to be aware of. That's not my job. Now, that used to be my job. I used to thought, God told me, yo, Negro, I don't need your help. They're my children, not yours. Okay, God, you ain't got to tell me twice. So that's why now, as I told Dr. Span, stop caring. Dr. Span, you listening? Stop. Everybody else out there, y'all listening? Stop. Okay, what do you mean, Brother Will? So you mean I'm not supposed to? Absolutely. Why should you not care? Let's think. Now, compassion and caring. Why should I not care? Now, the Bible says friendship with this world. The Bible talks about three things that keep you trapped in this quantum entanglement. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world. Yeah, he got me that way too. I thought caring was a biblical thing or a spiritual thing. Because what is care? Now, care, dictionary.com, please, do not believe me. Do not believe me. Do not believe me. Look it up for yourself. Care. A state of mind in which one is troubled, worried, anxious. Hold up. Time out. What? Father, please forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. So you mean to tell me caring is fear, doubt, and unbelief? Exactly what God tells me not to do. That's what I've been doing all my life, and I wonder why my prayer was not being answered. How come I couldn't go nowhere? Dr. Span, you listening? When you care about somebody, what are you doing? According to the deaf, a state of mind in which one is troubled. What? Oh, man. So, just like the word version, you got the King James Version of the Bible, you in trouble. You might as well just go to a freaking seance. You might as well go hang out with the devil himself. You might as well worship Lucifer. Look up the definition of the word version and then call me back or come back. I mean, after the show. Now, what am I saying? And that's the best they got. That's the best. That's what, Brother Will, that's what they gave me. Why do you think they gave it to you, brother? They ain't stupid. Like I said, Lucifer is the most cunning. You're not going up against no little demon. You're not going up against no little imp. You're going up against a ruling disposition, a viceroy that has been in place for a cacillion of years, a number of years you can't even count. And you mean to tell me, based upon your 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years on the planet, you are a match for Lucien Farr? So let me make sure, especially women, because y'all got the sixth sense. And you're like, well, Brother Will, you know, I care about him, Brother Will. I love my little mojito. Or I love that man, Brother Will. He don't work. He don't do nothing. He beats me. He slaps me around his butt. You know what? I love him, brother. I know, boo-boo. Been there, done that, too. The definition of the word care, based upon dictionary.com, word origin and history for care. Care, Old English, caru, C-A-R-U. Sorrow, anxiety, grief, burden of the mind, serious mental attention. That means mental illness. Hold up. What? So you mean it means to be anxious. Now, the Bible tells me be anxious for nothing. And with prayer and supplication, let your prayers, let your supplications be made unto God. So I'm telling you, I'm not asking, I'm not pleading. I'm telling you, stop caring. If after the day you're listening to this show and you're still caring, the blood is on your hands, not mine. God is holding you responsible for violating his laws. That's why your life is not successful. That is why you can't get out of Groundhog's Day. The Bible says, basic instructions before leaving earth, the big G, not the little one, says that there's three things you cannot do if you want to be, if you want to have the metaphysics of appreciation, if you want to understand the kingdom, if you want to be one with the Father. Lust of the flesh, pride of life, cares of this world, care. I didn't say love. I didn't say compassion. I said care. Right now you care. That's fear, that's doubt, and that's unbelief. That you will never stand in the presence of the big G with that mental disposition. Never. Your prayers will never be answered. As I learned, weaponize caring. Let me say it again. I've done a whole series. We talked about this before, but I didn't break that down. The Father said, you didn't tell them everything I told you to tell them, son. Go back and tell them again. So I'm telling you again, stop caring. You got children, stop caring. You got a husband, stop caring. You got a job, stop caring. Whatever you do, stop caring about it. Well, why, Brother Will? Go to dictionary.com and the definition of the word caring, and then you will understand. When you care for something, you are establishing a state of mind in which you are troubled, which you are worried, which you have anxiety. Do you know what it means to have anxiety? Do you know? Does anybody know what anxiety means? Anxiety is unease of mind caused by fear or a danger of misfortune. The possibility that misfortune can happen causes anxiety. Let me say that again. A lot of people got anxiety that's listening to the voice, my voice right now. Because why? There's a possibility. Now, I don't do possibilities. I just do one thing. Omnibenevolent. Now, remember, I didn't read about this in a book. Real life, homie. I destroyed my life thousands of times, way more than you could probably even think. Now, I hope you don't believe me. I just hope you keep on caring. I mean, really, I don't, but I know you got to go through it yourself. I know. I did too. People tell me, they didn't really tell me this, what I'm telling you. See, I didn't have no mentor. I didn't have no life coach. I didn't have nobody say, hey, come on, pull alongside of me. My own father didn't call me and say, huh, son, I love you. I'm still waiting for him to say those words. You know, so I just kind of like, I'm not really expecting it to happen. It would be great if it did, but I ain't really, you know, I'm not holding my breath. What does it mean? It's uneasy. It's a mental disposition. It's called mental illness. Caring is a mental disease. Let me say it again. You are mentally, you got like, you know, those people that come around with them white jackets. They put you in a crazy house. That's what that means. It's a mental disposition. Now, have anybody told you that before today? Anybody? I don't really think if you knew, you would keep doing it. I don't think. Now, maybe I am wrong because I've told family members this and other people, they still going, they still caring for people. Not me, boo-boo. I would look you in the eye and say, I don't care about you, homie. No disrespect. Now, I love you, but I don't care about you. Now, why? Because they gave us a faulty definition. Just like I don't have no King James Bible. I'm not interested in no reading no damn version. I want the original. Because I looked at the definition of the word and I realized I don't want to be trapped in that prism. And I set myself free. I recommend you do the same thing. Look at the definition of every word that you use. Because you will find out that's the reason to all your problems. All your problems come from exactly what the Bible says. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's it. Period. Drop mic. exit stage left. No devils, no demons, knowledge. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. This is the metaphysics of appreciation. See, appreciation says one thing. Is I am going to express the highest possible estimate that is going to raise the value of what I see. Now, can you look at any situation you got in your life? Can you see the highest possible value? Can you see that today? Not tomorrow, not next week. Let's go to the four areas. Really quickly as we close. Father, touch the minds of your people that you can transform their lives today. So from today forward, there is nobody who has listened to this show that would have an issue in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships. There is nobody that is listening to the sound of my voice that is the Father's voice that will have a problem with being or not being able to see the true worth and the true value of what they see. Nobody. Appreciation. This is the metaphysics of the kingdom. This is kingdom living. This is the frequency of God. This is God. God is omnibenevolent. That means he's always appreciative. That means he always have a gratitude that has a clear perception and recognition. So appreciation is recognition. It means to recognition. Cognition has to do with the brain. Cognition. Many people suffer from what is called cognitive dissonance. That's called caring. Caring is cognitive dissonance. What does it mean? Caring means you got a concern about the possibility that, you know, your child may do something wrong. You got a concern that there's a possibility that the bill may not get paid on time. You got a concern about the possibility. That is Luciferian. Because in the kingdom, there's no concerns because everything's already done. So when you have a concern, what you're telling God is, God, you ain't God. In fact, God, you whack. That's what you're telling God when you care. Because what you do is you take God's power. Because remember, according to physics, the observer, the watcher. Now, who's the watcher? Who's the watcher? God is the watcher. Nothing exists. In the Psalms, David says, if I go to the uttermost parts of the world, he'll find me there. Then he says, there is nowhere I can go where God is not. God said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. God said, you that know how to do evil can do good gifts for your children. How much more will I take care of my children? So what God is saying is, I have given you everything that you need for life and godliness. Chill. God says, why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? Do you not know? I know you have need of these things, but you said, I'm going to care about this, God. So God is like, okay, you want it, you got it. You bring about it then. So the observer determines what is observed. So the mind of the observer determines the observed. Let me say that again. The caring of the observer determines what he cares about. Caring, no caring, nothing to care about, nothing to worry about, nothing to have, no anxiety, no fear, no doubt, no unbelief. Why? God got this. How do you know? Because he said it. He said, I've been young. Now, this is God's honest truth. Because I have been young, and now I am old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Never. That's true. Never. Now, the Bible says the same thing. So why are you worried again? Okay, you telling that God, he can't do what he said he can do. So since you believe that, you can have that. That's what God said. God said, I'm going to turn you over to a retrobate mind. Since you think my arms are too short to take care of whatever you got going on in your life, you do it. So the observer determines what is observed because of a failure to recognize that God has already did it. The act of recognizing is a mental state of being recognized. It's the identification. See, you got a faulty ID card. That's why I gave you your spiritual ID. Remember that series I did about spiritual ID? That's the word recognition. The word recognition is how you get appreciation. What are we supposed to recognize, Brother Will? You're supposed to recognize God. The word recognize means to know again. That implies you already knew. Bam, drop mic, exit stage next. Now, recognize, dictionary.com, means recognition, to return back to your previous mental state. See, the mental state you got in right now is whack. Now, I hate to be the bearer of good news, but let me tell you. The word recognition means knowledge of an event or an incident. It means the understanding. It is the ability, again, for reviewing, investigating, examining. So recognition is a process of examination where you go back and you recognize. Recognition means to recognize. It means to identify something or someone that you previously known or previously seen. See, you are a photon. In this next series, what I'm about to say on Monday, it's going to be hard, but I know you can do it because I already prayed for you. What I'm going to tell you in the next series, it's going to be very difficult for you, but you're going to get it. I've already prayed for you. Brother Will, what are you going to tell us? Daniel 4:13. On Monday, I need you to pray over the weekend. I need you to set your intention. Because a wave that collapsed into a particle, this wave particle that it talks in physics, I'm going to give you the biblical proof of physics so that way you can understand and you can get out of forever and never go back to Egypt. Never. You will never go back to bondage. Egypt always represents bondage. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream back in Daniel chapter 4. And in Daniel 4, it says, as I lay on my bed, I also saw in the visions of my mind a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. He called out, verse 14, Daniel 4, 14. He called out in a loud voice, cut down the tree and chop off its branches, strip off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from its branches. In Psalms 89 verse 7, in the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared and awesome above all who surround him. Daniel 4:13 in the New Living Translation says, in the visions I saw while lying in my bed, that means not exerting no effort, I looked and there before me was a holy one, a watcher coming down from heaven. The observer determined what is observed according to physics. The problem is we don't know the observer. We are a mini observer, but there's a bigger observer. Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar, the whole chapter of Daniel chapter 4 that I will be breaking down starting on Monday, that's the grid that was built by the observer, the big G. And I'm going to teach you how to tap into using your telepathy mind to tap into the set apart holy grid that is set up by the observer. That overrides this harmonious arrangement. So that way you can know who is God. And you can stop playing around with poverty, disease, and these non-issues. To recognize, appreciation comes from recognition. How can I appreciate something if I can't recognize something? If I cannot identify something? If I cannot identify that I'm a son, how can I appreciate the fact that I am a son? Appreciation comes from recognition. Right now, you recognize poverty. I don't. That's why it doesn't exist to me no more. Now, I used to recognize poverty. I don't no more. Recognition is the ability to perceive. Recognition means to resume possession. It means back forming, going backwards. Recognition means to recall the mind. It means to know again. It means to know again. It means re, which means to return. Cognition, which means to knowing. It means to know again. It means to recall or recover. It means to perceive an identity with something that was formerly known. Oh, past tense. recognition. Now, you are a photon. If you don't recognize that you are a photon, you can't go back to being a photon. You cannot appreciate that you're a photon. You cannot see that photons don't have bodies. And so since you don't have that ability to see that or understand that, then that alleviates you. So on Monday, I'm going to give you all the science and the physics behind, let's reverse engineer the word, Kingdom Telepathic Holy Grail Engineer. That's a long title that simply means engineer. That is the process of occupying something. So there is a process grid that creates a frame or a network grail that is a specific idea or a specific goal. That's your purpose, by the way. Holy, that sets you apart. Now, nobody else, it sets you apart. It makes you different. So everybody knows, hey, that dude is a master teacher 33. Why? He has a process that it has established a pattern or a framework or a network that is based upon a specific ideal that wholly sets him apart, telepathy, on a particular path that transports him, kingdom, back to the place of no worries. What is care? Caring is a place of worries. That is why after today, and you still caring about something or someone, you are violating God's universal law. Therefore, it is done unto you as you believe. You cannot say no longer, after the day, I don't know, Brother Will, why I keep repeating Groundhog's Day. After the day, you cannot tell me that. Now, you can tell other people, but you cannot tell me. Because I've done what God told me to do. I broke down the word caring. Now, you can have compassion. You can have love, but you cannot care. It is the caring, it's the cares of this world. So quantum entanglement means you are entangled in the quanta in this world. You're not entangled in the quanta in heaven. Why? You care about your children. Your parent. You are the parent that rented them. You didn't create them. You're not God. You gotta let them go. That's hard to disconnect. But if you don't do it, you're putting them before God. What's going to happen? God will remove them. I don't know if you really understand what that means. Now, if you're not called, if you're not a part of the Morningstar administration, nothing I said applies to you. But if you put something or someone before God, you're pretty much causing their dilemmas and their problems. Think about what your children is going through or what your man, your job, that thing that you esteem higher than God. Yes, you might not want to do that if you like that person or that thing, because nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. How you esteem and value and who you esteem and value, if you esteem and value anything above purpose, you are violating universal spiritual law. Because it's not what you do, it's who you be. Whose are you? Well, I'm a child of the king. Therefore, I've been bought with a price. My body is not my own. So it is my reasonable service to do what I'm doing. That's why I wake up every day and I do my purpose. And I surround myself with people who understand my purpose and who are fulfilling their God-given purpose. So brothers and sisters, the vibration of the kingdom is this. And let me close by simply stating what the Father told me to tell you today. I decrease so that he may increase. When you say you appreciate me, or you appreciate God, or you appreciate something or someone, that means that you are fully conscious. Appreciate, it means, or it implies, holding something in high regard. Appreciate. It's AP and then price. That's the ability to put a high price When I went to California, what I saw was high price. God dropped down in my spirit and said, what you're doing, you don't have a high enough price. Raise your prices. Now, my prices are pretty high on all my products and my services and my information. The big G says value. To feel thankful and grateful because of a high value. It means to esteem or value highly. Only do what you esteem and value highly. That's where I get the word toe curling from. It means to set a price highly. It means to raise in value the highest possible good. That's what omnibenevolent means. To be wealthy, what you are being, you have to be your highest possible good. See, right now you're good. Everybody listen to me, y'all good. Everybody's good. And you happy being good. That's not the kingdom, though. In the kingdom, you have to be your highest possible good. So every morning, your intention is, you should say to yourself, I am being my highest possible good. That should be your mantra. Every day you wake up, I am my highest possible self. That should be your mantra. Every day. And then your next mantra should be is, I am creating a space for everyone else to be their highest possible good. I want to say words that make you or that elevate, that make you rise in value. That's my purpose today. I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm not here to beat you up. I'm not here to make you dislike me. I'm not here to make you like me. I am here so that there is something that I've said or that there is a vibration or an atmosphere in the air that I've created, because it's not me. It's the big G. I am decreasing so that the big G can operate in me, he can operate as me, and he can manifest himself through me to raise your value. So when you look in the mirror, you say, I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am eligible for a great relationship, and I ain't selling for nothing less. That's the mindset of the kingdom. That's it. That was the purpose. I spent an hour and a half to say that one thing. Every day, your intention is I am wealthy. I am the highest version of myself. I am. I am being the highest version of myself. I am. I am being my best. I am. Not doing. I am being. I am being. I am bonding. I am beaming. I am vibrating at my highest possible level. That should be your goal. And then every day, everybody you see, you say, Father, bless Dr. Span, that she vibrates at her highest possible being. Bless Brother Ron, that he vibrates at his highest possible being. Bless Sister Stacy, that she vibrates at her highest possible being. Let your spirit be downloaded, Sister Ellen, that she vibrates at her highest possible, her best possible. Let her be the best version of herself that you've designed her to be. That's my intention every day. That's my prayer every day for everybody that hear my messages, my shows, my books, that everybody that's coming to Dallas on the 29th and that's watching live via the internet, live stream, that everybody leaves vibrating at their highest possible vibration and they stay up there and they never come down, ever. They're the highest possible wealth, the highest possible health, the highest possible wisdom, the highest possible relationship. Father, bless your people that they vibrate at the highest possible. That's it. That's all I want. That's why I wake up every day. So that way I can say something to set the price and to set the bar high, that the highest possible bar, that's the kingdom of God. That's the metaphysics of appreciation. That's the kingdom telepathic. Holy Grail grid engineer. That's me and that's you. Let's be about the Father's business, brothers and sisters. Let's establish the kingdom of God on earth. That's what I'm doing. And I'm looking for people to join me to establish heaven on earth. Brothers and sisters, email me today at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Go to the website, masterteacher33. Make the $50 payment if you are a member of the Life Management System, $100 if you're not a member. Join me on Monday at 12 noon. You do not want to miss this series. It's extremely important to give you the science behind it and the math behind it. And if you really want to get ahead of the game, watch the movie Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Ascending again, because in that movie, I'm going to break down Jupiter. If you notice, she was and her family. Watch the movie again. Her family and Jupiter, they were melanated. They were like Italian or something. And then notice the Abracas, they were not. They were Caucasian. Notice the Dracos, the dragon men. And notice what they said about Earth. Notice what they said that they were doing with Earth, why Earth was there. Notice how they kept their youth. Notice how they kept their youth. Notice how they kept their youth. Notice that the house of Abracus, notice that the people that were driving the ship that was coming to Earth to harvest the Earth, notice their genetic structure, their race. Notice the words. Watch the movie because it's in there. Everything I'm going to be talking about, that's the Grail grid system that you have to be aware of and navigate. If you don't know that, you are going to be fooled. The weak are meat. In the movie Jupiter Ascending, the day, people were cattle to them. They was raising people for food, to harvest them, not to eat them, to take their chi. Who's taking your chi? Who's taking your chi? What's going on this? What's going on this earth? What is this harmonious arrangement doing to you? Are you listening? Watch the movie Jupiter Ascending. We're going to break it down. We're going to break down so that way you see it clearly and you understand what's going on. And you can see how this Grail grid, this grid is built up on a system that's designed. Now, it was in the movie The Matrix, too, but maybe you missed it because you are Neo. You are the one. You got to get out of the Matrix. You got to stop running from agents. You got to stop and fight. But you fight the way Neo fought, by Neo understanding that I'm the one. I ain't running from no freaking agents. He didn't have to dodge bullets. He stopped them. It's time for you to stop bullets. Stop dodging. Stop running. Stand and fight. You're the man of God. You're the woman of God. Know your place. Know your royalty. Know your heritage. We break it down Monday, 12 noon. Cost $50. Members, $100. Non-members, go to the website. Make that payment today. We'll see you on Monday. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you anytime.
I'ma get this, 'cause I got this. I'ma get this, 'cause I got this. I'ma get this, 'cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. 'Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levy run. 'Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuvers. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, 'cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pay my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. 'Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speed through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. 'Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. 'Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement. Cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.